Dr. Sandy Archangel.
We are so excited about 2017. I tell you the truth. Everything God promised, everything He said. Hallelujah. The word of the Lord says that in the fullness of time. I love the way Bishop has been teaching me that God works outside of time. He's not concerned with time, but He does work in our lives with timing. In other words, He's not going to be held hostage to the clock. We're in the clock. He's not in the clock. So at any time, God can bless. Through anybody, God can bless. Blessings can come from anywhere. Anyhow, anytime, anywhere, through anybody. Whoo. And at any moment. What? At any time, any moment, anywhere, through anybody, anyhow. You know, we need to just pause on that. At any time, through anybody, anywhere, anyhow, any moment. Hallelujah. We're going to need what we're going through today to. I'm so glad that we have the rest of this month, 27, that's 3 days left. 30 days has November, right? 3 days left, and then we have 21 days, 3 and 31. I'm sorry, that's what, 35? 34 days? Now listen, family. Listen real well what I'm about to say. You don't want to miss this. If it did happen that God created the universe in how many days? 6 days. Six. How many days you got left in this year? How many? Come on, we got to count now. God created the universe and set us up in 6 days and then rested on that seventh day. We're Seventh-day Saints. Right. We're not Adventists, we're saints. Because the work He did is finished. Amen. Now, I've got how many days in this calendar year left? Man, just ain't no telling. And 34 days now, for some of us that like math. 6 into 34 is how much? He could create my world 5 times over. And would you say, Kelly, and some change? 5 times over. Whatever is wrong, whatever is out of order, whatever is not right, 5 times over. Could we give God that much credit? He could create our life 5 times over within His 6-day cycle. Still got some days to rest so we could be about our Father's business in 2017. Not lollygagging with these trivial things like what I'm gonna eat, what I'm gonna wear, how I'm gonna live, and what I'm gonna drive. No, we cannot be distracted by all of these things because we've got the same Holy Ghost that raised Jesus. How many born again people we got? Let me see your hands. Talk to me up in here. The same spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead class, where does it dwell? In me. Now, let's get started, because you're going to need this the next 30, how many days y'all told me? 34. Y'all going to need this the next 34 days. You're going to need what I'm about to give you for the next 31 days. So you're not only primed, but when January 1 hits, when your foot hit the floor, you're ready to fulfill your purpose in God and be about your Father's business. No more delays, no more being detained, no more trivial things tripping us up. We walk into being the people, the peculiar people that God has caused us to be, walking in the air of that new breed. Hallelujah. Let's look, well, before I get there, I'm going to ask y'all a question, class. Tell your neighbor you're in class today. Okay, I need y'all to help me. Talk to me. I want you to think of the most potent powers in the planet, and if anybody can name one or two of them. I'll give you an example. I'll just say financial power. Can somebody give me another power? Nuclear power. Political power. Love, but okay. Nuclear power, political power. What was another one said? Financial power. What's another one? Intellectual power. Yeah. We're going to come to spiritual power, but let's see. Class, we got electrical power, financial power. We got nuclear power. I received precious. Financial power. Nuclear power, I'm saying I'm moving because I'm blessed. Intellectual power. Solar. Huh? Magnetic. Okay. Would you agree that all of the different thermal? Would you agree all of these powers within themselves are inherent and dynamic? Okay. But check this out. God works with a certain kind of power. And this power is greater than all of the powers released in the universe combined. Of all of the powers in the universe combined, because all of those powers come out of that one universal power that God works with. Boy, look, tell your neighbor we're about to work with something this morning. Think about it. Nuclear, thermal, financial, intellectual, kinetic, all of these powers. Work with me. Romans 1:16 says what? Let's talk. What does Romans 1:16 say? I'm not ashamed of what? The gospel. What does it say? Come wait, turn to it. Don't talk to me out your mind. Don't talk to me out your mind. Don't do that. This morning. Romans 1. For I am not, what? Ashamed of the gospel of what? For it is the what? The power of what? Okay, let's stop right there. Men work with kinetic power. We work with electrical power. We work with financial power. We work with intellectual power. We work with nuclear power. We work with thermal power. God works with the gospel. God works with what? Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the what? It is the what? It is the power of God unto what? Salvation. For who? Here's the clincher. What you got to do? To everyone that do what? Believeth. So class, we've got to get the power of God. Last year, Bishop talked a lot about embracing the power of God. Next year, we are activating what we've embraced. We got to love, embrace, hold. Now see, you can love and embrace something, but if you never activate it, it never gets used, even though, okay, some people have China that they love and they embrace. So what happens to the China that is loved and embraced? It's supposed to be used, but some folks love it so much that it becomes stored up. We're not talking about power that's meant to just be stored up. We're talking about power that's meant to be used. Paul said, I'm not ashamed. Bishop says, I'm not ashamed. Sandy says, I'm not ashamed. If that's you, you need to say, and me too. I say, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, because it is the what? Power of God, huh? Unto salvation. All I got to do is believe. All I've got to do is believe. All I've got to do is believe. Not believe that it works. Believe that I have it. Not believe that it's for me, but don't do nothing with it. Believe it to the point where it's activated. So that means that for the rest of these days and this year, I must employ, put into action the power of God so that I could be used to God, to his fullest purpose and plans for my life. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. Now, many of us have hopes. We have hopes. Here's our hope. If I had a screen, I'd drop it. This is my hope. But many of us, what we've been calling hope is a wish. It's a wish. Why? Okay, class, let's go to Hebrews 11:1. Hope is right here. I got it right here. We're going to prove to you that what we think, when we think we are in hope, we're just wishing. Tell your neighbor, today we're going to shift from wish to hope. Okay? Hebrews 11:1 says what? Now faith is the what? Substance of what? Not too fast. Faith and hope deals with what? Things. We talk, happens in the church is we leave all the goodies for the spirit realm. All the goodies, we leave them for the spirit realm. And we don't do too good in the spirit realm, even when it comes to the goodies. Like love, joy, peace. We don't even access that properly. But faith is the substance of what? You want to underline, circle, bold print? Things. Faith is the substance of things what? Here it is, right here. Hope, there it is. Why don't you just raise your hand and put it right there. Put a pin on hope right here. That's where it's at. It's right there. Put it in a corner somewhere where your mind's eye could see it. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. We're going to stop right there. So that means that faith is substance. But it is substance of what? Faith is substance. See, that's why I'm bringing y'all to class more often. We got to go to school. Faith is the substance of things, watch this, hoped. Faith is the substance of hope. And when faith feels hope, we get things. When our hope is full of faith, we have things. If our hope is absent of faith, we have a wish. So we think we're in hope, but that's why we stay so disappointed and dejected, because we've been wishing, calling it hope. But Romans 5:5, let's look real quick. Romans 5:5 says, y'all got it? And what? Hope maketh what? Stop right there. When my hope is filled with the substance called faith, I will never be ashamed. Because hope don't make you ashamed. Tell you, that's why I'll never be broke another day in my life. Better tell somebody. I got 34 days to get this straight. So that means for the next 34, you're going to have to go over these scriptures. You're going to have to pray over, meditate on them, not just read them. You're going to have to go to work with them till the word in you becomes flesh. So hope that's filled with faith does not make us ashamed when it comes to things. Because faith is the substance of those things. Why? Because our hope is filled with faith. So, now I must know, what kind of faith do I need to have? Okay? It says in Romans, how does faith come? Faith cometh by what?
Hearing.
And hearing by what?
Word of God.
Hallelujah. I'm looking for it, but I know it's in Romans 10. 10:17. So then, faith does what? Cometh by what? And hearing by the what?
Word of God.
Okay. Okay, class. Boy, I'm enjoying this, y'all can tell. I love it. Faith comes by hearing. But by hearing what? Now, the word of God we have already established is this. It is God's universal power. So faith comes by hearing what God works with. His universal power that is greater than thermal power, nuclear power, intellectual power, financial power, kinetic power, electrical power, all of the dynamos that we have listed, the word of God is the power of God unto, now listen why it says unto salvation. You're already saved, but when you're going unto salvation, it means to manifest everything that the covenant of salvation provides. To manifest the covenant of salvation that God has already provided, it comes from us embracing and activating God's universal power, which is the word of God. And faith comes by what? Here we go, class. We can't just read. Faith comes by what?
Hearing.
So it means you've got to read to locate it. You've got to read to find out what's in there. But once you read it, Now you got to hear it. You're going to have to hear somebody give it to you. You're going to have you hear yourself. Because faith does not come by reading. Faith comes by hearing. But you cannot read and grab a hold to what you've not read. Sidebar. A guy was in the desert reading. Reading alone didn't get it. So he had to transport Philip from a revival to the desert to explain to him what he was reading. And that dynamos was so important that in the middle of a desert, some water showed up. Why can't I get baptized? His desire was to fulfill the gospel. So since I heard what I read, faith came. I want to be baptized. So water showed up in the desert. We've got to learn to work with this power. Are we going to walk into heaven disappointed? We're going, but we're going to walk in not having all that God has for us on this earth. God has given our bishop a mandate that we lead and live a successful life, overcoming life between here and heaven. That means that we're going to have to work with the power of God. So faith is the substance. I'm filling up my hope. Every time I hear the word, I'm filling up hope. I'm just throwing it up there. I'm filling hope up till hope becomes a big cloud. But I'm not just filling it up with anything. I'm filling it up with what my desire is. So if my desire is for healing, I've got to hear healing and keep sending healing up. Why? So healing can work with my hope. And in the we're going to get to that. Faith is it not only comes, but it is developed. And the reason it is developed is because God hath already given every man. What I said? He's given every man. Romans 12:3, my bishop say. How you know? Because I got his notes. He can find it faster than me. Romans 12:3. I know why it looked funny. I'm in the wrong book. For I say through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according as how God hath dealt to every man the what? The measure. Question class. How large is the measure you've received? That's not a trick question. That's right. And how much is that? He said, if you have faith as the what? Grain of what? Okay, let's stop right there. Okay. Intellectual power, nuclear power, kinetic power, financial power, thermal power. They all have their measurement to do certain jobs. Perform certain activities. God's universal power is so potent that if you have mustard seed, that means just a drop of what God works with. He said you could speak to mountains and command them to not only go but be planted into yonder sea. So class. It must mean that we're not working with what we think we're working with because we're busy reading it and liking it. But we're not working with it where we become proficient in it. I love the things of God. I love church. I love worship. I love giving. I love all of that. But you know what? I got to apply myself to become proficient in what I love. Other than that, life will become for me a mirror, or it will become for me a glass, and I'll be separated. It'll be just like a looking glass. Everything I want, I could see it, but I cannot grasp it because I'm standing in the kingdom, liking it, and watch this, wishing, because I'm not filling it with the substance called faith that comes by hearing, and hearing by what? The word of God, which makes us not ashamed, because it is the power of God to develop everything. My covenant that was, listen, God's covenant is already guaranteed. The blood has been spilt. It has paid for. That's what redeem means. So that means that God cannot come back and change his mind, not off of one jot, off of one tittle of what he said, because the blood has already been shed for it. When Jesus said, nevertheless, and when he got on the cross and said it was finished, from heaven's point of view, it's a done deal. It's a done deal. I got this. It's a done deal. So everything in my life that is adverse simply becomes an opportunity for me to work my faith. Everything that is adverse in my life becomes an opportunity. It becomes a challenge for me to see the power of God work on my behalf. Hallelujah. He said, children, it is your Father's good pleasure to give you, glory to God, the kingdom. He said, I want you to have it. It is my pleasure. It pleases me to give you the kingdom. So Hebrews 11:6 says what? Turn. What did it say? Come on, class. Hebrews 11. But without what? It is what? To what? Hold up. Without faith that gives substance to my hope is in God. I need faith. I need the hearing word of God to be uploaded into my hope, so that it fills hope with a tangible substance that can now manifest in the natural realm. I don't know about you, but in 2017, no disappointments. You know what a disappointment is? A missed appointment. It's a missed appointment. I've got an appointment with healing. I got an appointment with prosperity. I got appointments with ministry. I got an appointment with business. I'm not going to be ashamed when I show up for my appointment. Because if I'm ashamed when I show up for my appointment, then I'm disappointed. I'm not disappointed. God has an appointed time. So I'm going to upload the word of God, which gives the substance of faith to my hope and get me out of the land of wish. Puts me into the land of hope. And that is why so many prophecies fall to the ground. Because we are so interested in what a man says that we don't do what God told us to do with what we heard. He said war. With what? Prophecies that's been spoken over you. How much more when you and I go to war with the word, which is the universal power of God It is so potent and so powerful that the only way translators can talk about it is calling it good news. You know, God talks simple but yet profound. He walk into any situation, say good news. Mm-hmm. How bad is your situation? Got good news for you. Help just arrived. I got good news. So it is the power of God unto salvation. Now watch this very closely. Let's look at Hebrews 4. Okay, Reverend. Hebrews 4, verse 1. Let us therefore fear lest a what? Promise being left us of entering into his what?
Rest.
Hold up. When did he rest? Because in 6 days it was complete. So he's not looking for us to enter into incomplete days. He wants us to walk into the days he's completed. So the watchword for 2017 is tell your neighbor rest.
Rest.
We enter into his rest. Now, how can I rest? Because it's already done. Why do I know it's rest? Because I'm standing on the word and I'm uploading my hope, which is my desire, with faith-filled words, which is the power of God to create just like he created. And now it produces things. So in the meantime, while the creation is taking place, I put it like this, while the gumbo is still on the pot, while it's on the fire simmering, you know, you can cook it, but you let it sit there for about an hour just simmering. Don't pull it out the next day. That's when it really tastes good. Because all of those aromas and all of those ingredients. What? How many folks have some things been sitting for a while? Don't be discouraged. That means it's going to taste sweeter. It's going to be better. It's been simmering for you. Hallelujah. So I walk. When I say I'm at rest, that means I'm walking into my day of God that has completed everything for me. I'm so blessed about what he's completed. I'm so excited about what he's completed that I'm not going to be filled with worry, anxiety, fear. All I want to know is, what do I have to do to connect? Tell me, because just like there are ingredients in making a gumbo, maybe I've been sending up my prosperity scriptures, hallelujah, but I haven't been sending up my patience scripture, because that's an ingredient. And maybe I haven't been sending up my believing scripture, hallelujah. So maybe I haven't been making myself friendly, hallelujah, so I can connect with who God wants me to connect with, hallelujah. So what is happening? I got to get my ingredients together. So when he gives me revelation on the ingredient that I need to add, I upload it. I got to upload it. It will create for me exactly what I believe for. Why is that? Let it die. You know why? Because God not a man. He already got blood on it. God is not a man. He will not lie. Did y'all find if Hebrews 4? Okay, I'm about to go home. Let us therefore fear lest a promise being left us of entering to his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. Verse 2. For unto us was the gospel. The gospel. What is the gospel? The good news, which is the what? Power of God. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them, but the word preached did not what?
Profit them,
not being what? in them that did what? Heard it. Y'all still with me up in here? The gospel has an assignment on it. The assignment of the gospel is to cause every believer to profit. Let's get it straight. Profit where? Everywhere. In our family, in our emotions, in our relationship, in our money. Everything that we, watch this, apply the power of God to, supposed to bring in a profit. Now, in order to bring in a profit, most business people tell me you have seed money. And sometimes it takes a while for that seed money to turn over. But if you keep reinvesting what comes in, after a while, it's going to show a what? For it to show a profit, that means that everything in my overhead, everything in my inventory, I can't call it a profit until it's paid for. Now I get to get dividends off of my profit. Is that right? Because I'm not taking from what I need to pay salaries or to pay utilities. I can't call that profit because that other money is designated. It ain't profit till everything clear. He said the gospel is given to us to take care of every deficit, everything we owe, everything we have to cover, and give you a profit. The gospel. That means I have enough love to cover my haters. I got enough love to cover my rejectors. I got enough love to cover my unbelievers. Then I got enough love to take care of me and mine. But that's still not profit. Profit comes when I got surplus. I got overflow. I got more than enough. That's why he said, the Lord is my shepherd. He says, and I shall not want. He says, and the cup I have for you, it's running over. Why don't you hunt somebody and say, baby, we got to work this power now. Don't be saying I don't have enough. You just need a mustard seed of this kind of stuff. You just need a mustard seed. You just need a drop. You just need a drop. But it says, the gospel did not profit some folk because they didn't mix it with what?
Faith.
They mixed it with what I can do. They mixed it with what people were going to do for me. They didn't mix it with what God can do. So, now listen to this. That means in this house today, some people will profit and some people will not. Because some people gonna mix it and some people gonna leave it. How do you mix it? Jude 20 says, building yourself up. Huh? How? In what? In your most holy what? Faith. Doing what?
Praying
in the Holy Ghost. So if you don't take the scriptures down and you don't go home and pray in the Holy Ghost over them, you're not mixing it. You just read it. You're not mixing it. You heard the word. You came to church, but you're not mixing it. Jude says you mix it by praying in the Holy Ghost. What you're doing, because it's not mixed with what? Faith. So you mix with faith by praying in the Holy Ghost, building yourself up in your most holy faith. Doing what? Praying. How? In the Holy Ghost. Well, the word became rhema. How many hours do you spend a week praying over the word you heard? Because you got to mix it. Here's another mixer. Give you another mixer. Let's go to 1 Timothy. might have one more word for you, and then. Because there's certain things the preacher got to do, but there's certain things you and I have to do. Preacher can't do it all. I'm looking for 1 Timothy. Did I tell you what chapter yet? 1 Timothy 4. And let's look at. Y'all ready for this? Lord, Lord. 1 Timothy 4, let's look at verse 15. Meditate upon these things. Do what? Give thyself how? That thy what? May appear. May do what? Ooh. Ha! I'm sending up faith. I'm uploading faith. And then as I upload it, I'm praying in the Holy Ghost. Then I'm meditating. I'm doing a Joshua 1:8. I'm meditating on the word both day and night, observing to do all that's written therein. He says, then I'm going to make my own way what? But this scripture says, not only will you prosper, but if you meditate, watch this, it's going to show up on you where other people will be able to recognize the prophet that's on you. They're going to see life. That's what it is. So that's why faith is not just substance, but it's also evidence. Now, you walk around with the evidence before the manifestation shows up, because you got to wear it before you can release it. So if you're full of faith, you got to wear it. But you can't put that on in the natural. It's by praying in the Holy Ghost over the power of God that you're uploading. But remember, that hope is what you are desiring, what you believe God for. So if it's healing, you got to go there. If it's the salvation of your household, you got to go there. You've got to meditate. You got to go through the Old Testament. What did God do? Go to the New Testament with household salvation. Go and look, upload faith. I believe you, God. Then he says, you're praying in the Holy Ghost. You're stirring yourself up. It's the mixer. You're mixing it. Tell you, if we're getting ready for 2017 now. We ain't playing no games. I'm playing no games. Now as I meditate on it, look what's happening. I can't walk on a job with my head down. Ask your neighbor, do you ever walk on a job with your head down? Well, somebody ought to ask you, what's the matter with you? It's an indicator that you haven't been praying in the Holy Ghost and meditating not on what is, but what hope is. It'll change your wardrobe every time. They may tell you, bring that down. You can't. You're shining. You're blinging. They might tell you, stop. Stop what? You're loud. Yes. It's a great day. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pastor Greg, you're on the call out. Smile. I don't care if you sold one coin. It's the end of the month. Walk in there, smile, and I'm the greatest. Look, I'm the man. I'm the number one salesman up in here. Why? Because I'm an overcomer. Why is that? Hallelujah, because I'm destined to win. I'm a money magnet. They got folks who want to buy a car looking for me. I'm a hairdresser. You got clients lining up waiting for you. But they're looking for something they could believe. Oh, Lord. See, when you watch too much TV, that girl sung that song, give him something he can feel. No, give him something they can believe. See, when you watch too much TV, how that come up out your spirit. See what I'm talking about? But they believe that nothing separates me from the love of God. I don't care what I'm going through. Roof falling out. Tires all blown out. Hallelujah. Roof leaking. It just doesn't matter. I've got the life of God inside of me. I'm waiting for one moment. I'm walking toward that one moment when everything changes. Everything changes. You don't get a miracle unless you believe. Everything. Too much God. Hallelujah. Too much God. So you meditate so that everyone can see that you're profiting. And here's the last verse. I'm going to give you the last one because we got enough to go home and work with. Let's go to Psalm 35. Somebody say, does God really mean that? Psalm 35, when you got it. Hallelujah. Do you have it? I receive precious. Y'all ready for this? Give you the summation of the matter. I'm about to tell you God's position on this matter. We about to find out how does God feel about this kind of teaching. We about to find out. Okay. Psalm 35, verse 27 says, let them what? Shout for joy. And what? That do what? Here's a mixer. Here's a mixer. Let them say how often? Let them say how often? Let the Lord do what? Which does what? In what? Of who? Here's the mixer. I pray in the Holy Ghost. I meditate on his word both day and night. I observe to do what's written therein. Then I continually say, it don't matter how many days you pass due. 120 days pass due. Let the Lord be magnified. He take pleasure in my prosperity. Let them continually say, they're about to cut the lights off. Let the Lord be magnified that take pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. You done cooked the last corn meal. You done no more grits, no more kush. Ain't nothing else. Let the Lord be magnified. Hallelujah. The job going to Canada or Mexico. Let the Lord be magnified. In the what? In the what? He takes pleasure in what? In the what? Why could he take pleasure? Because your prosperity don't come from the outside. Comes from the inside. It comes from the inside. Let the Lord be magnified. I continually say, Father, glory to God. Look, he says, be full of joy. Favor his righteous cause. That means when you see other saints prospering, you better shout with them. You don't be getting jealous and all jacked up and messed up. Because favor his righteous cause. Let favor be upon them. Why? Because our God, he takes what?
Pleasure.
Okay, stop right there. He takes pleasure in the prosperity. What else he takes pleasure in? Hebrews 11:6 says what? Without faith, he takes pleasure because your faith produces prosperity. So you have to be up on your craft. You have to know your market. You've got to know the people you're dealing with. You have to know your job. You need to go to college. You and I need to know what's happening politically. But all of those are natural human harnessed elements. They cannot be supreme over the power of God. He says, seek first his kingdom and what? All of his righteousness. That's why when we go to our apostle, and just like the ladies did here, sometimes we did like one lady, before he opens his mouth, With faith-filled words, we sow. Because where your treasure is, what? That's where your heart is. Now, where is the word of God going to be sown? In your heart. So when I'm sowing, I'm breaking up the fallow ground in my heart. Because guess what I've just done? I made an investment. I done made an investment. I've invested into this anointing. This anointing got to work for me. Why? Because it's a faith mixer. Now I go home and I meditate. God, what have I done? Then I pray in the Holy Ghost. Then I meditate because I need the word of God to profit on my behalf. On my behalf. On my behalf. I'm so glad we're here today because guess what? Our life will never be the same. If you take these scriptures and do the mixer, but don't just mix them, you know, just scattered. Mix them in an area of your life. If it's finances, mix it. If it's business, mix it. If it's healing, mix it. Hallelujah. If it's relationships, I receive. Get your scripture, and guess what? Mix it. And then you mix it with faith. How do you mix it? You meditate while you're uploading. You spend some time. Now, okay, when I say meditate, somebody says, no. See yourself with it. Mm-hmm. The other day, Bishop and I was talking, I'm going to close with this, about some things we've been waiting for, and it's really overdue. And when we started discovering this and meditating on it, we already found out what our hindrance is. We've been wishing, but not hoping. You know why? We've been wanting and desiring what we have not been sending substance into for. You understand? So it'll be a deceiver because you still desire it, but we wishing instead of hoping. And hope does not make you ashamed. Wish has shame in it because it's a possibility. Wish has, y'all know when I wish upon a star. Man, you're talking about a long shot. Wish. No. It's a hope. Why did Paul say, I wish above all things? Not on God's side. It's because it's a long shot because Jesus said in the last days when he returned, I wonder if I'm going to find faith.